Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show. My name is Tom Corson-Knowles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and I'm so glad you've joined us for the show today. We have an amazing gift for you with Dr. Candace Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level, and this life-changing information will absolutely transform your life, your health, and your wellness from the inside out. And you can get your free copy of this special report at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Now, today on the show, we have a very special guest for you, Peggy Hall. And you've probably heard of her before. She has been called America's Ultimate Wellness Expert by Women's World Magazine. She is a weight loss, fitness, and nutrition expert. She is an avid surfer and has some amazing programs for surfers and yoga. She's a certified yoga instructor as well. But she's, you know, you've probably heard of her weekly on her ABC Radio Network show, where she's broadcast all across the country, talking about health and wellness and your emotions. And today she's talking about your emotions and weight loss and why they're so intertwined. And she talks about her personal story with changing her lifestyle. And it's so inspiring to hear someone who's made the big changes that she's made in her own life, but who's also gone on to inspire, you know, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world to live a healthier lifestyle. So enjoy the show today, take great notes, and make it an incredible day.
Well, Peggy, thanks so much for being with us today on the Authentic Health Coaching Show. Tell us more about your background and what got you interested in nutrition and fitness.
Well, Tom, I came to this field in a little bit of a roundabout way. When I was growing up, I was always very athletic. I was a competitive swimmer. I did gymnastics. I felt, totally alive when I was being very active and loved to be fit and healthy, but I never made the connection between what I ate and how I felt. A real quick story. I remember when I was in high school and I was on the swim team, I would always purchase my lunch at the cafeteria. And for 25 cents, I could buy a bag of Doritos and a chocolate apple pie, and that was my lunch. I would always refuse my mom packing my lunch because I thought it was a little geeky. But one day she made me leftovers, and it was actually a steak sandwich from a steak we had had the night before. Kind of ironic because I'm a vegetarian now. But I remember eating that, and I had the best afternoon swim workout of my life. I remember being full of energy. I was beating other people in the pool that normally would pass me by. I felt that I had endurance, and I was clear-minded, and I didn't have the afternoon slump like I normally did. Sad to say, that was a very short-lived revelation, and I went through my college years packing on the freshman 15 and then some, and I always struggled with my weight once I stopped being as active as I had been, you know, as a teen and young adult. So through the years, I was working mainly in the field of higher education as a teacher and later as a program administrator. And I came upon yoga because of all of my years of swimming, I had severe tendonitis. I also ended up getting severe sciatica from sitting at a desk job for so long. And through my experience in yoga and later just in severe pain trying to find something that would help me eliminate the sciatica, I really immersed myself in fitness and nutrition, and I became certified as a personal trainer, as a holistic nutritionist, and as a yoga instructor. And through what I learned about healthy food and healing, I eliminated my sciatica, my tendonitis, and I put my passions together of yoga and surfing and teaching, and I created what has become a best-selling series called Yoga for Surfers. A couple of years into the business, I resigned from my longtime position at the University of California, launched into wellness full-time, and in the past, I call myself a 10-year overnight success because in the past 10 years, I've been fortunate enough to be able to spread my message through hundreds of articles that I've written in major fitness magazines like Self and Oxygen and Clean Eating, and then I also do the ABC radio show where I have a wellness segment. And most recently, in the past year, I've been appearing on a national TV show called America Now. And real quick, I know this is a long answer to your question, Tom, but the point I'm trying to get across to people is to follow your passion. From an early age, I was interested in health and fitness. I set that aside because in my own mind, I felt that I had to pursue more of a an academic field. I actually went on to get a master's degree in international relations because I love to travel and I love different cultures. But I came full circle when I really followed the dream in my heart, which was to uncover once and for all and clear through the clutter for people that had been struggling like me in this very confusing realm of health and fitness. So there's my answer.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's your story is amazing, but it's also really typical of the, especially of all the health experts and nutrition experts that I've been talking to recently, that, you know, we all kind of go to that stage where sometime early in life that we had this health challenge or maybe multiple health challenges, and then we recovered, and that was kind of like the revelation to do something different with our life or to, you know, learn more about our health. And, you know, so I want to ask you, do you think this is just something that everyone goes through in life? Does everyone have some kind of health challenge that's kind of like a message for them to do something different or change the way they treat their body?
Well, I would say it might be a physical issue. It might be an emotional or mental or spiritual issue as well. And what I found in my experience, Tom, is that what we perceive to be our greatest weakness, which in my case was struggling with weight, really through most of my life and going on all sorts of crazy diets until I realized healthy, wholesome, natural foods is the way to go. But what we perceive to be our greatest weakness often becomes our greatest strength. Had I not struggled, it would be very easy for me to just dash off the trite, cliched information about, you know, eat carrot sticks instead of cookies or don't eat after 7 p.m. But if that's all it took to really lose weight, nobody would still be struggling. But I've gone through the whole emotional aspect, and I'm not going to tell somebody not to eat a cookie. I'm going to show them how to eat a cookie without guilt or weight gain. So, yes, when people have struggled, whether it's through a physical issue, an emotional issue, a spiritual or mental issue, I believe that they are the best suited to guide, support, instruct, encourage, and inspire others to also have their own breakthroughs.
Absolutely. I totally agree. That's awesome. Well, tell us more about your emotional weight loss tips then. I mean, I think that is a big issue, and everyone kind of understands that these days, that your emotions are wound up in your weight, and it's not just about changing your diet.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I have worked with hundreds of women mostly, and men, but women tend to tie in the emotional aspects much more, whereas some men would say, oh, gee, I've got this spare tire I've got to get rid of. You know, they're very sort of direct, and there's no judgment involved, where women would say, oh, my gosh, I've put on 20 pounds. I'm a miserable human being. I'm a failure, and I don't respect myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that pains me to know that women are suffering. So the very first piece of advice that I give is consider all food as valid. Let go of the notion of good or bad, right or wrong. Yes, an apple has more nutrients than a bag of potato chips, but the more you force yourself to stay away from the potato chips, the more that's going to backfire. I teach something called the yoga of eating, which is basically applying the principles of awareness, breath, and calm. I call that the ABCs, awareness, breath, and calm, to the sacred act of eating. And when you actually look at the food that you're about to eat, when you smell it, when you observe the textures and the colors, when you consider how that food was prepared or made or grown, then you can decide, is this something that I really want to become a part of me? And when you taste that food and chew it with complete awareness, without opinion or judgment, when you, for example, you can eat a juicy pear or you can have sort of a, you know, a packaged Oreo, and when you really chew that food and you are present and you determine what it really tastes like, those packaged processed foods over time will lose their appeal without you having to institute what I call a jaw-clenching, white-knuckle approach, which will backfire. It's human nature to want something that we can't have. So when we remove the good and bad, right or wrong, we naturally, over time, will begin to more effortlessly and gratefully gratitude toward those foods that really nourish us on all levels.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's so profound what you're sharing, especially about, you know, contemplating, you know, how that food is going to become a part of us, because, you know, we are what we eat. I mean, literally, we are what we eat, and even more than just on a physical level, maybe even on a spiritual level as well, an energetic level. So, you know, I think that's really profound. You know, when people contemplate fast food choices or potato chips or things like that, you know, I think they just naturally, like you said, will tend to change, you know, how they view that food and their food choices down the road.
It's so true, and this is something that I share with people who are following my 52 weeks of weight loss. It's an online program. They can find out more about it right at my website, peggyhall.com. And what happens is people need support from like-minded people. It's one thing to get information from a book, which can be really helpful, but things that you're doing, Tom, like these podcasts, it's so encouraging for people to hear from others who may have struggled, who have found, you know, the light at the end of the dim tunnel and really have had a breakthrough. So what the other thing I recommend people do when they're in the throes of emotional eating, this happens a lot when we're sitting at the computer or in the car or in front of the TV and we eat mindlessly. We don't even realize that we've consumed an entire bag of popcorn or potato chips or cookies until we feel, you know, kind of bloated and stuffed and we've got greasy, sticky fingers. So I recommend before eating anything, whether it's a full meal or a snack, get up and wash your hands. And as you're washing your hands, take a few slow, deep breaths. This immediately brings you into the state of yoga, which simply means union. It brings you into the present moment. You take a few breaths, you get rid of the tension, and you think about what is it that I really want to eat at this moment. Don't worry about this evening or tomorrow or the dinner party or the event at work. Because what happens is we set ourselves up. Oh, you know, we've got a holiday coming up, so I'm just going to let loose this week, and after the holiday's over, I'm going to buckle back down. Why torture yourself like that? Consider, what do you need now? Do you need something hearty and warm and filling? Do you need something light and thirst-quenching? Do you need something crunchy or salty or smooth? Let yourself be guided by your own inner voice in the moment. Eat with mindfulness, and I really spell this out step by step over several emails in my 52 weeks of weight loss program, so you get the, you know, step by step approach that has worked for thousands of people that I've helped. Here's the key. You, when you're done eating, most people don't do this, and this is what separates, you know, oh, I know to wash my hands before I eat. You're going to wash your hands after you eat. And the reason this works is because it sends a signal to your brain that the act of eating is over. And now you're going to turn your attention to browsing the internet or reading a book or watching TV or tidying up your office or whatever the case may be. So you bookend the act of eating. And while you're eating, you give it your full attention and you allow yourself to enjoy what you're eating. If you have decided that you want an indulgence, there's nothing wrong with a homemade cookie or a scoopy for your favorite ice cream. I'm the last person who's going to tell you to stay away from that. Make sure that you have the highest quality, your favorite. Don't settle for the stale leftover stuff that it's there and that's the only reason you're eating it. Celebrate yourself. Treat yourself, and as you're eating, you're going to send a message to yourself, this is so delicious, this is exactly what I wanted, this is just the ticket to, you know, to nourishing myself. Compare that with what most women do, which is, oh, what is wrong with me? I am such a slob. I told myself I was never going to do this. I am a loser. I deserve to be fat, so on and so forth. Tom, when people change the messages that they send themselves while they're eating, they eliminate the harmful chemicals like elevated cortisol and adrenaline and other chemicals that tend to pack on the pounds. When you treat yourself well, because you deserve it, you begin to flood your body with the feel-good hormones of serotonin and dopamine, the so-called endorphins that are brain chemicals that make us feel great. And when we feel good about ourselves, we're less likely to turn to the food for comfort. So my approach is multi-pronged. Yes, I advocate healthy, wholesome, nourishing foods, and I have what I call a 4x4 meal plan, which gives people some sort of a jumping-off point if they're not sure what or when they should be eating. Just as an aside, after many, many years of writing for health and fitness magazines that advocate the 6 mini meals, I've come to have a different approach about that because it does not work for everyone. So there's the physical aspect of nourishing yourself so you actually have the building blocks to repair your hair, your skin, your body, your moods, your metabolism. Then there's the emotional component. And finally, there's the spiritual component. One of my other controversial beliefs, I might say, is, you know, exercise and weight loss are important, but loving life and contributing positively to improve the lives of others is what is going to be the turning point for most people. If someone is stuck in a dead-end job or a dead-end marriage or living a life that is not really theirs, that does not resonate with them on a soul level, I don't care if they're on a 1,200-calorie diet. They are not going to shed whatever has been holding them back because they are not living a life aligned with their soul. And on the flip side, I've seen people who have made a simple change, like taking up dancing lessons that they've always wanted to do, or going to that painting class, or planting that organic garden, or getting out the sewing machine, or whatever the creative aspect of their self that they've been suppressing or putting on hold until they lose weight. It's the opposite. Once they involve themselves in life, the weight melts off as though it had no business being there in the first place. So, as I say, it's a little bit controversial. It's a little bit of the cart before the horse, but I have seen this time and time again, and I personally have experienced it. Even to this day, there are times when I still struggle and drop back in. And what I find, Tom, is when I am engaged in doing what I love, which is running my wellness retreats and my yoga teacher training and making my videos, that's when the weight drops off. But when I'm stuck in front of the computer and I get down on myself because I didn't exercise that day, it's the mental and emotional weight that I believe leads to the expanding waistline.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Peggy, for sharing not only your education with us, but also your inspiration as well.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Tom. I believe that the more people like you and I can get the word out, we have a ripple effect on people's lives. And it's not just that they can fit into a smaller pair of jeans. It's that they feel better and they, in turn, are going to impact others. And
Absolutely.
That has a ripple effect throughout our entire society.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when one person, you know, like you said, drops that emotional weight, the emotional baggage, as well as that physical weight, you know, it affects not them, not just themselves, but their whole family, their community, you know, and our entire nation and the world.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Peggy, where can people find out more information about you and your 52 weeks of weight loss?
Well, please go to my website, peggyhall.com, and that's the hub for all of my programs. I have some online detox programs as well. I do have live events from time to time, but I realize not everyone can come to California to see me in person, so I've got several resources that are very helpful, and I've also got free wellness tips if folks want to get started to get to know me better before they invest in an online program. So that would be the best way to go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Peggy.
My pleasure, Tom. I hope we'll have a chance to do it again.
Hey there, it's Tom Korsnoles again. Hope you love the show today with Peggy Hall. Isn't she just an incredible person? I mean, she's so full of energy and life and vitality, and you can truly tell that the words she's sharing are so powerful and inspiring, and it's changed so many people's lives. So I hope that you'll act on this information today. Please, right now, go do something that you've been inspired to do by this show, this interview, because if you don't put into action, you can't get the results in life. You know, you can learn so much about health and wellness and every diet, and you can learn everything about your emotions and stress and yoga and all this, but if you don't actually do it and apply it, you won't get the results. So I hope you will go out there right now and make it happen, and come join us at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. Have an incredible day. Take care.